Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Cynthia Johnson. That's me. And Dr. Reggie Johnson. Oh, wow. And we're your hosts this morning as we continue our study of oneness received and transcribed by Rasha. I know I had titled this section, the lesson today to be on the children of the future and how they are wired vibrationally, but we are going to continue in chapter 24. We didn't get very far yesterday, and I'd like to start our new chapter on Monday, so that'll give you time to tell your friends if they have young children. To give them some insight into how their children are wired for the future, because there is definitely a difference in the children today, the young children today. So please let them know that we're going to have that topic, and we'll talk about how to nurture those children and what to expect. And maybe in going through this, we'll be able to address some of the things that was what they consider to be ADHD and all of that, okay? So tell your friends to tune in. It's going to be a wonderful and exciting journey into oneness as we talk about the children of the future. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer this morning?
Of course. Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you for another day and the end of another week. We look forward to the promise of the future. We are creating our futures moment by moment. We are forgetting the past, and knowing we are the children of light created by the stars. We are here to embrace love and our physical expression and the joy of sheer living, just the joy of expressing nature through us. We are connected with everything. That is our oneness, and we thank you so much for it. We thank you for breath and life and being and abundance and health and shelter and everything in nature that's provided for us automatically. We are wanting for nothing. We are your children who came equipped with everything within us. Thank you for placing the kingdom within us. Let us never forget who we are. We're never detached from the oneness of your energy and your spirit. We live in the consciousness of the God mind, and we thank you so much as our Father and Mother. We're never wanting for anything. We open the doors of our hearts and our minds. We stand on the leading edge of life itself. For this energy now, we thank you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You know, yesterday we had a wonderful discussion. We were talking about, are we separate from God? And we were moving into the understanding that that energy, that divinity that we call God is within us. We're never separate from it. And the main thing that stood out in yesterday's lesson was that when we want to exalt God, that we're missing the opportunity to experience God. And so I wanted to repeat that again to you today and ask you to take a deep breath and just open your heart to the awareness of experiencing oneness, experiencing God. And we're going to pick up here. As we move into that realization of oneness, it is to know that every experience that is happening to us is oneness. It is literally oneness, every experience is. And the factor that determines who is able to integrate the experience as a catalyst for transformation, in other words, it's the thing that causes you to transform your life, and who is not, and those who are not able to transform their life from that realization is when you are in denial about your personal power. When you do not take responsibility that you have created the experiences that you're going through. I'm going to read from Oneness. I'm on page 231. Those who are sufficiently free within themselves to embrace their transformational moment and cast aside a lifetime of culturally induced beliefs are those whose lives transform in ways that seem miraculous. And we covered that yesterday. I always roll back a little bit to bring you into the vibration of their lesson. These are the ones who often become the teachers of the masses, for they can teach the trials of transformation from the standpoint of having lived through the most poignant shifts in consciousness, rather than simply having intellectualized those concepts theoretically. It amazes me a lot of times when I have participated in classes where we are, you know, various classes, spiritual classes, studying, how people are do not take the time to study their journey. And this is why Dr. Reggie says it's so important to journal. I'm not a writing person. I will admit that I do not journal. But I review my life constantly. As I read a principle, I go back and review my life to see where that principle was active in my life. And it's important, as you're hearing these things, that you go back and look at your life experiences. And why is that important? Because, first of all, when you come into the awareness that whatever you experienced in the past, you created it, it may be very hard for you to accept that truth, but it is the truth. And what I recognize when I look at experiences that were uncomfortable for me, I can tell you for a fact that I can clearly remember my consciousness at the time. And that's what I go back to analyze. What was I thinking? And I clearly know that I had some form of fear. Or doubt. And I do that even with where the moments that I was successful. I analyze what were my thoughts, what were my feelings around that successful event, and I realized I was completely free from fear and doubt. That I had a mission, it was clear, I had no doubt that I could achieve it, and it was absorbed in every part of my being. If you have the courage to look at your life that way, it will move you into your transformation. Each of you has chosen to choreograph particular challenges into your life drama in order to reach the transformational realizations experientially. And it is important that judgment be suspended as to the path some may have chosen as a means of reaching a transcendent state of being. And, you know, they repeat this over and over, that we should not pass judgment on another person's journey, the choices that they have made, because that's what they may need to do in order to learn their lesson. And if you have children, maybe you can be a little bit more gentle with them from their choices. And I know that's hard. But maybe you can approach discipline, you know, the way you discipline them a little differently when you understand that they're here making choices and choosing these experiences to learn just as you are. And we never stop learning. The journey never ends. It just transforms. Each of you has a particular focus that has been pre-selected as the highest path to your chosen destination, and each of you is diligently enacting those choices. So the degree to which the repetition of these themes is necessary is the option with which most of you struggle in these times, and the obstacle all of you are destined to surmount, each in your own time. How many times will you have to go through a life drama to get the lesson? Again, it's repeating something that we've heard over and over. And Dr. Reggie always says, repetition creates impact. It's at this point that you probably are getting it. Hey, if I don't get the lesson, if I'm not living it, I don't know it, and I'm going to have to go through this again. So the experience of oneness is not a destination toward which you strive in your journey toward self-mastery, but rather the essence of the journey itself. Embrace your life. Embrace every aspect of your life. And know that that is your spiritual path to oneness. For oneness is your experience of beingness in this present moment. And oneness is the experience to be encountered at the very next stage of your development. Oneness is every exalted plateau encountered and every stumbling block that trips you and leaves you disheartened and wallowing in the depths of despair. Oneness is the full gamut of your journey into humanness. For this experience is what you have come into form to have. Remember earlier we talked about oneness. They said that we needed to have the full spectrum of an experience. We needed to have the high. We needed to experience the highs and the lows. Abraham from the Esther Hicks says that when we go through an experience that's negative, it helps to serve as a reference point of what we don't want, so that what we want becomes clearly defined. In other words, it provides a contrast. And oneness is saying you need the whole spectrum. You need to experience all of it. Isn't it interesting that to experience racism, all levels of racism, to be able to embrace all races, So those who may be spewing hatred, don't judge them. They have to go through that path to be able to embrace all races, maybe in another lifetime, or maybe they'll transform in this lifetime. But there's no judgment there. And we expend a lot of energy in being angry about people who are racist. So, by all means, experience. They said, don't be so quick to judge yourself or others who stumble beside you on your sacred journey. It is naive to assume that a simple obstacle-free path is a symptom of spiritual advancement. Oftentimes, a more challenging route has been chosen purposefully as a means of providing the rich depths of understanding that would not be possible through a life script that merely skimmed the surface of the human condition. And you know something? We look at people a lot of times, especially in this material world, we look at those that have so much. And sometimes we think, oh, their life must be so easy because they have so much. They're blessed with so much. But we really don't know what's going on with those people and the struggles that they may be facing. The unhappiness. When everything is available to you, look how many successful people are addicted to drugs. What are they going through? What are they experiencing? So don't be so quick to judge. Because they have created that scenario for a life lesson. This is the section that I really love. Listen to this. Please take a deep breath as you hear this. So by all means, experience your experience. Live your life fully. Feel your feelings deeply. And know that the highest expression of your experience of aliveness is in knowing that all of it is your own creation. For in that acceptance of the total responsibility for the condition you consider to be your life is the key to the realization that your life is so much more than that. In acknowledging that you are the creator of your existence, you open to the experience of oneness as the creator of all existence. So oneness did not limit creation to a landscape of bland, monochromatic vistas. The canvas of life is awash with the richness of contrast, the highs and the lows. Of the terrain of your world reflect vividly the duality that is the nature of your incarnate experience. The duality that is built in is a built-in characteristic of your very existence, is that which you fervently deny and that which you must be embraced in order to be freed from the endless cycles of creating those patterns. The duality that is a built-in characteristic of your very existence is that which you fervently deny. But it is the one thing that must be embraced in order to be freed from the endless cycles of creating those patterns. Sometimes when things don't work out, all we can see is that things don't work out. And we just figure things just don't work out. But that's not the truth. Sometimes things work out. And we need to be able to see both sides of that spectrum. the oneness toward which you strive energetically, keyword, energetically, is comprised of those polarities, and it is not possible for you to ascend into an exalted state of balance without encompassing all ends of the energetic spectrum. All must be embraced at this stage of your journey to prepare you to embody the totality vibrationally. Efforts to suppress inclinations that you would consider to be negative and denying that those emotional reactions are part of your response mechanism only serves to magnetize to you circumstances calculated to trigger those very emotions. The emotion itself is not an obstacle to your spiritual progress. It is the unbridled expression of such emotions that puts one in a repetitive cycle of adverse experiences. The objective is surely not to deny that one is capable of feeling emotions that one would consider to be negative. Quite the contrary, the objective is in feeling those spontaneous responses fully and deeply while relinquishing the impulse to allow that emotion to govern your response. When I was a baby on this path, I had such rage in me, I could literally feel my blood boil. You guys wouldn't recognize me 25 years ago and the being that I am now. I had so much anger, and if you looked at me wrong, I would bite your head off, flip you a finger, curse you out. Oh my goodness, I truly allowed that rage to roll through me. And Dr. Reggie says, you are in control of your emotions. And I would go, what are you talking about? I'm in control of my mom. This is just how I feel. Oh. You are in control of your emotions. It's not the fact that you feel the anger or the hatred or the envy or the jealousy. That's not what's important. It's just when you allow that to be in control and it's unbridled, that you can't control the emotion. You are in control of your emotions. And you know what's so interesting about that? That Dr. Reggie says emotions are energy in motion. So it's energy. And how are you expending that energy? Remember in Dr. Lipton's message, he said to us, he said, all the energy that it takes to be in fear shifts your cells into a protective mode and takes away from your growth. When you're in protection mode, you're not in growth mode. And on a cellular level, that's what causes illness sometimes. And disease. Isn't it amazing how all of this clicks together? So, and growth, it stunts your spiritual growth. So if you're not in control of this energetic expression that we call emotion, and especially the ones that you would so-called have negative emotions, it's stunting your growth spiritually, and it's stunting your growth physically, and it could cause a distortion because your body's not doing what it needs to do, and therefore you create illness. Wow. That's just that I'm sitting here, the pictures in my head of that are just blowing me away. That is really some revelation there. So not only that, they say the more you're in denial of the experience of that emotion, saying, "Oh, I don't feel that way. No, I don't feel that way. No, I don't feel that way." But yet you do know deep down you do feel that way. You do feel that way. It's just going to continue to bring experiences into you are literally creating the avenue to have to experience it over and over until you can face it and say, "Yes, I feel this way, but I can be in control of it, and I release it and let it go." Once transcendence of these patterns of experience becomes established, the key to maintaining your freedom from such episodes lies not in denying that you have the capability of feeling such emotions, but rather in embracing those tendencies, embracing it. Because your feeling body is a key characteristic of your very humanness, and you cannot transcend the limitations of humanness by limiting your experience of it. Your actions, therefore, become the reflection of choice rather than reaction, and your world begins to reflect those conscious choices and resonate in harmony with your environment and your fellow creatures. A couple of days ago, we talked about everything is our choice. And from by moment to moment, we should be seeking the highest expression. The highest choice, the choice that's going to be of the highest value to you. And that's when you begin to be in control of your emotions. You can say, it, because you may be angry with someone. You may have had words with someone. But can you shift to just a slightly higher thought? The exquisite state of balance toward which you strive is the culmination of the full spectrum of life experience, both positive and negative. As you begin to taste that rarefied state with increasing frequency, it is important to be aware that the capability of manifesting adversity still remains, albeit to a diminishing extent, for vibrationally, the catalyst for such categories of experience would still be present in your energy field. But clarity regarding the nature of the process helps you to avoid the natural tendency to fault yourself when such episodes occur and inadvertently plunge you into a downward spiral of adversity. And as I'm reading this, I realize that I shared with you my bouts with depression. And it's amazing how a small episode could throw me into that depression. That emotion of pain and lack and you know, not feeling worthy, not feeling loved. I would become overwhelmed by that and I would just be out, flat out, couldn't move. But to get out of that, they're saying, not to beat yourself up, to be gentle with yourself during this process and allow yourself the grace of experiencing fully your humanness. And trust me, depression, you are experiencing your humanness, because depression is all about feelings and it's all the negative side of it. But I can truly tell you right now that the love that I have for self now, I wouldn't be able to have reached that had I not experienced the depression and the self-hatred that I had. And wow, what a spectrum. Can you look at your life and see something similar? Where you were and where you are and the journey and the full spectrum of it. You know, if you just look at that one little aspect of your journey, it brings into focus what oneness is talking about. How you have grown. And that's the whole purpose of this life. See, oftentimes we look at that and go, oh, I wasted too much time. Why did I waste so much time? Oh, and we look at past in regret. That's wasted energy, wasted creative energy. Looking at the, when you recognize now that your thoughts are creating, when you sit back and you say, oh, I really regret that. I spent so much time. I've wasted my life. What are you creating when you have those thoughts? I will admit, I have those feelings from time to time. So I can only assume that it is part of our humanness. I have those feelings. So what am I creating at that time when I have those thoughts? I quickly shake it off and say, oh, I get to create a new page here. Let me move on. But in studying this, I'm realizing that was part of my journey, and I embrace it and thank God for it. Be gentle with yourself during this process and allow yourself the grace of experiencing fully your humanness. For to do so is the path to all you would wish to experience in the times soon to come. So become the embodiment of the highest loving intent in every moment. And you become the director of your life drama rather than its reluctant star performer. Allow the fullness of your presence as a light being to express as energy through your form. And you create the parameters of the fullness of that energy to manifest as your life experience. Create from a place of spontaneous centeredness, radiating your unquestioning knowledge of your limitlessness as an expression of oneness in human form. And you, my friend, will reap the bounty that is the inherent potential of that blessed condition. Because you have chosen to experience humanness as the most direct vehicle of to the culmination of your sacred journey as a being. And the human being aspects of that adventure are expected and anticipated. So the opportunity inherent in the voyage into humanness is to integrate the epitome of your understandings of yourself as a limitless being with the self-definition that constitutes your emergence as energy in form. To have arrived at this stage of development is a major threshold. And to have undertaken the challenges of a physical lifetime is in itself a testimonial of great courage. For the physical world is fraught with every adversity imaginable, and the training possible is to harness that potential from the position of inner strength rather from the potential of might. Oh, thank you, God. That's why it's so important to surrender, to go through the experience as the observer, because you are a Land Rover. But go through that experience from the inner strength. Can you imagine if we had leaders who moved from their inner strength rather than saying, let me gather an army? The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God will work everything out. We don't give it that all. We're so busy trying to make things happen. Dr. Reggie and I are, I mentioned to you, building a spiritual center. And guess where we're building it first? In mind. In a vision of what it will be. Trusting that everything else will work out. Start in mind first. As you're creating the in centeredness, it's letting you know, look, I know you have feelings. I know you have emotions. Be in control of them. Be centered in them. Your desires, the things that you want, come from within and then manifest without. You are the cause. And what you experience is the effect of your cause, of cause. All righty. I'm going to end my lesson here. We only have a few minutes. If you have questions or comments this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I encourage you to finish up this chapter because it is extremely powerful. There are only a few more pages. I ended on page 235, but I would encourage you to finish it because it will really feed you. If you have questions or comments this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. No.
Wow. Truly, it is Friday.
It is. Oh, someone wants to say hi to us. Hold on.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jean, are you there?
I'm hearing an echo.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Jane. Good
morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. I want to say thank you, Cynthia, for that. This lesson is awesome. I think of my conscious vitamin this morning is when you said that when you read and you really expounded on how we're here. We do direct our drama. And that really, really, really caught my attention, that we are consciously, moment by moment,
mm-hmm.
create, our life.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was awesome. We are here. We are directing our drama. And I like that. That was like, okay, we have a choice. It was always Microsoft. When the drama comes, and so we can take that drama to another level of peace, love, and light, and that was good. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. And you totally embrace that peace, love, and light. That is just your mantra, and you stay centered in it. And I see why you say it so frequently, because it keeps you centered and aware. And it's a blessing. Thank you for sharing this morning. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful lesson today, and thank you for all the lessons that you present in our path, that they're all lessons for our highest good, to teach us, and to embrace us. Let us embrace the lesson, knowing it's not for our destruction, but for our highest good. Every emotion belongs to us. It's not baggage. It's learning modules for us to grow by and to live by. and we are the owners of those emotions, those energies that we put into motion into the physical world coming back in expression. We are the owners and the masters of our fate and the captains of our own ship. We are the launchers of everything that we do. Thank you for giving us a mind in which to draw creation and energy, a tongue in which to speak and to create what we want, and feelings to orchestrate our way through this maze of a physical expression. We thank you for who we are. We thank you for the ability to think and move and live and have our being in the highest expression there is, in you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Listen, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Just remember that on Thursdays we have meditation at our home. So if you live in Atlanta, in Atlanta area, please give us a call at 800-401-8129, and we can give you directions to come for our Thursday night meditation. Also, please go to Facebook and like our page, Circles of Prosperity, on Facebook. You can search for Circles of Prosperity. We would love for you to join us there. And anything else, Dr. Reg?
No, that's it. I had a really good time in meditation yesterday, too. It was great.
It was great. Oh, there is something else. Dr. Reggie is having an April shower of savings. He is doing half-hour readings for $50. So it's a $25 savings. If you know of anyone who's interested, if you're interested in booking a session, it's for 3 days only. So you can give me a call again at 800-401-8129 if you'd like to book an appointment and take advantage of his April shower savings special on a 30-minute reading. And that's about it. Oh, we've got someone here. Hold on 1 second. Good morning. 5145?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question really quick. I wasn't sure if you were going off air or into the archives.
Yeah, we're in 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I wanted to ask a question because I'm in a very difficult situation right now. Is that okay? Can I ask a question?
Yes, okay. Very quickly.
Okay. There was a male friend of mine that he was going through some things, and I was there to comfort him. And I guess relationship problems or whatever, and I was there to comfort him. So he went back to his girlfriend, the one that hurt him, and she has I don't know her personal thing against me because she's been kind of calling and texting and she's upset with me. So I'm trying to figure out why she's upset with me. What is it with me that she has a problem with?
So I'll tell you what. Since we're getting so close to closing, would you like give me a call and write this number down, 800-401-8129, okay?
I don't have a pen right now, but I just feel like I want to know because I don't know if she's, if I'm in danger or, what's the situation.
I know, but we're getting ready to go off the air. So you need to call me, okay?
Okay, what's the number again? 800-401-8129.
Okay,
I think I got it. And
your
name?
All right.
Cynthia. Who?
Cynthia.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Cynthia.
All righty. I love you as God loves you. Have a great weekend.